What type of thing?
Especially in the university, mm-hmm. Just up at the university with young people.
Oh, yes. You get around, don't you?
Yes, we get around. We like it though. We're not doing much. And quite a lot last week.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ben.
How are you?
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Funny.
Funny?
Thank
you. It's funny, isn't it? It's funny.
Funny?
Yes.
Well, it sounds so funny. It sounds.
Hmm?
Yes? I don't hear this from the man.
Hmm? Hmm? I'm quite here. What would you say, Ben?
What could you ask me?
Hmm.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Jason says it sounds you're about to talk to me.
Yes, you are, Daddy.
Oh, Lord.
I've never
been talking to her. I told the gentleman that she didn't think. I didn't think she'd be interested.
Oh,
it's
very interesting.
Yeah.
Not good thing.
Are you religious?
No.
Oh.
No, we're not religious.
Aren't you?
No.
I was.
Are you? Are you religious now?
Not quite the same as I used to be, but I used to be very religious in my time. Yes, I did. I was in the army for years and years. My mother was very interested in religion, and I joined the army when I was 17, and I was with them for 50 years, I suppose. Right for almost the early years, I was. My mother, she was Presbyterian.
What were you?
Salvation Army. I told you.
Oh, yes.
You're Mr. Woods, aren't you?
Yes.
Because that's what the gentleman just told me. He said, go and speak to Mr. Woods. I said, well, who is Mr. Woods? And he says, it was you. You're a spiritist, aren't you?
Well, I really have not anything. I'm in research, you see.
You're what?
In the research. I studied these things.
You don't look like a research man to me.
No,
I... Not that I really know quite what it's supposed to look like. But you don't look scientific sort, do you?
No, I'm not of that.
Have you been religious, then?
Well... Yes, but nothing quite
as
the same as the Orthodox
religion. I don't think you really know what you are.
No.
Is your missus?
No.
No,
I'm not. I'm not
Mr. Wilson before. Oh. What does he do for a living then? Does he go out to work?
No.
I suppose you've got an office and all that,
no,
I suppose. Oh, got plenty of money, I suppose.
No. Yeah, I said it too, just like
it. You're religious then.
What?
You're religious.
Well, I don't really afford it, if you like.
You don't seem to know what you're doing after your time, do you? Strike me as a bit of a case.
Where did you get your name,
huh? Nelly. Nelly Rice. Yes, that's right.
Nelly.
Used to make a joke of that, you know. I used to say, I'm Nelly Rice. I said, oh, Rice, and all. Used to go into the pub studies, you know, and sell the war crime, the young soldier, and all those things, you know. But I'm going back now to the 20s and the 30s. I was killed in the pits. That's right. Yes. I lived in London all my life, practically. Well, I did, really. Some, taking a few odd years I spent out when I got married. But that didn't really work out.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good man. I suppose I shouldn't say it.
But
I stuck it to the end.
You've done a lot of good work.
How do you know I didn't tell you I had?
No, but I know
Well, whatever people may say about it, they do good work, you know, sir. Very good work. They go where others won't go.
Yes.
I always wanted to be a missionary.
But
I wasn't, I suppose, just wasn't to be.
No.
I was, years, you know, in the army. What was you saying, Logan?
I don't know, I've been at it. When you were killed in the Brit, now, what's the only action that you found yourself to the life? How'd you find it?
Oh dear.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I know. Didn't I saw my dear mother standing there?
Mm.
And she was smiling at me and put her arms in towards her.
Mm.
I didn't quite, I thought I was dreaming, I suppose. Didn't realize anything dreadful had happened.
Mm.
Didn't, of course, even know what had happened because it all happened so quick.
Mm.
Now, 1 minute I was perfectly all right, you might say. And next minute, I'd been walking along the street, it was dark, you know, and the sirens had gone, you know. I could hear them up above, you know, the planes and that, and I thought, well, the Lord would take care of me, and I had faith. Next thing I knew, I was dead, you might say. So the Lord did take care of me. I have nothing to worry about. I'm happy enough with my people here. But I didn't know that all this business of being able to get back and talk to people was... Well, I heard people talk about it, of course, but I thought it was wicked. Oh, I thought it was terrible that anyone should try to get in touch with the dead. I thought there was only two sorts of dead, the good and the bad. And if we did get in touch, then we got in touch with the bad ones. So I steered clear of this sort of thing until just now I was, well, I've been thinking about things and I guess I see things a bit different, but I'm still not quite sure about it. I suppose it's got its good side, I can see that. But communication, as you call it, seems an odd thing, doesn't it? I still can't get over you. Do you say you're, what is it you say you are, sir?
Oh, I try to get it so I can help other people, you see.
No?
So
the communication and all that stuff.
Everybody
can be picked, but all of them... Have you always been a bit touched, then? Well, I always thought people who were interested in spiritualism, as you called it, was a bit touched.
Well, anyway, I don't feel touched anyway.
Well, you look sensible enough. Of course, you never can tell. What's he laughing for? You don't say much, that bloke, do you? Just sit there with his mouth shut and half asleep. What does he do for a living?
He's
what?
He's a medium.
Medium? He is? I thought mediums went into trances and things.
No,
he looks after to me. I don't know what to make of any of you. If it wasn't for this other bloke gentleman here saying come through and talk, I don't know what the devil he was on about. Yeah, funny business altogether. What do you want, dear? Well, I didn't realise I was dead at first, and then it suddenly dawned on me she died years ago. And then gradually she explained things to me. I said, well, I didn't understand it. I said, I should probably see the general. And she laughed at me. She says, the general? I said, she's the old dear old general. You know, she says, oh, you mean Booth? I says, yes, of course. So she says, oh, you'll probably see him. So I am with him, of course, nice chap. Of course, he don't look like he did in them pictures I used to see in the army hall, with a big beard and all that, you know. Oh, and his dear wife. But they were wonderful souls, they were. They're what I call real Christians.
Yeah.
You know, they were real Christians, so they were. You know, wouldn't that you to get saved, you know? No. I think you should think about it. And come to the Lord, you know. You'll be much happier, both of you.
What are you doing, Daniel?
Hey?
What are you doing,
Daniel? I'm doing the Lord's work. Among the children. Teaching them and helping them, the little ones, to come over. And I'm still preaching, because I'm no real preacher. I mean, I haven't had that kind of education. But I can talk to people down in the depths, down in the dark places I go. Take the light and the truth of the word that I do. I teach them and preach to them, you know.
Oh, we're doing the Lord's work, isn't it, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think it's the same.
They're helping people.
I don't think it's the same at all.
Yes. They're helping people know that there is an afterlife. People don't know that.
I think you don't understand properly things, you know, you two. I think I ought to try and help you. I think you know you should come to the Lord and get saved. And then you can start talking to people about things. Not until. Because until you've been saved, you're in no position to preach to other people.
Say from what?
Hey?
Say from what?
From the devil. And from evil. And all the wicked things that go on. Look at your world today. You know, man has made all that. Nobody else has done it, only man himself. God hasn't done it. God doesn't interfere, you know. Man's got his own freedom. And if he thinks evil and bad thoughts and that, you get all these things happening. You know, you ought to come to the Lord, the pair of you. And him in the corner, which you call the medium. I don't say you're bad people. Don't misunderstand me. I don't want to feel rude. But you know you'll never know real joy and happiness until you come to the Lord. You know he died for us, don't you?
Oh, I
haven't met him. No, I'm not good enough to meet him yet, dear. But one day I shall. But you'll never meet him unless you accept him, you know. You know you must accept the Lord Jesus. If you don't accept him, you're damned forever, you know. You'll go down in the pit. You will, you know. No, not exactly in the pit itself. But I've been to some of those souls who are, well, they're not saved, you know. And I'm trying to help them. So that there's still a chance for them once they accept the Lord, you know. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it, to be saved? Of course, you wouldn't know. It's no doubt in the matter. Oh, don't talk to me about me. Well, I don't mean to be, but I think, you know, well, I don't agree with all that Pope business and all that pomp. And all that ceremony and all that, that's not Christ, is it? I mean, Christ was poor and hadn't got anywhere to lay his head. And all this business of dressing up like as if they was in the theatre, that's not religion, that's not Christianity. Oh, no.
Christianity,
oh, but you've got to be saved first. You can't be a Christian to be saved. Well, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you're washed in the blood, and your sins are cast out, and you are whiter, whiter than the snow. Do you remember that lovely old hymn that we used to all sing together in the citadel and all that? Oh, these are some wonderful evenings. I used to love the meetings, you know, singing the top of our voices we was. And we used to go out in the streets, the old harmonium we used to take with us. Oh, we used to have some lovely times. But I never could get used to tambourine. I don't know why. And I tried and tried. In the end, I didn't bother with it. I always seemed to rattle the thing at the wrong moment. What do you mean, disillusion me?
Well,
I'm here. I should know more than you, shouldn't I? You're down there. You don't know. You're not here yet, you know. Oh, marvellous. Lovely. Beautiful. Beautiful. I still go to the meetings. And we still sing our hymns and we all play together. And I go out and I go among the little ones and I teach the children, you know. We have some wonderful times. Oh, and a nice little place I've got, nice little place of my own. Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I'm quite happy on my own. I think it is that when I was on your side, I don't know, I suppose my marriage was a mess. And I'm always, I don't know, I'm glad to be on my own. I'll go and see people, of course. Funny thing is, you know, I've never seen Fred. Now, he was a strange man, if ever there was one. He wasn't a bad man. He hadn't got any time for the army. You know, looking back, I think about it, well, I don't know, why did I ever get married to him? But you never can tell. I was in love with him, I thought, you know. But we drifted apart, you know.
But it's still
got me to have one more turn. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's a lovely band. Hoxton Way. Mind you, I moved about a bit. I lived in Hackney for quite a number of years. Oh, no, let me stop. I've got to stop and think now. That's a long time ago, and where was I living last? Was it in me? I don't remember if it was in there. No. I don't remember. I think it was off me, it was the last. I don't know. We shifted about a bit. And then, of course, there was this, oh, dear. Then I went to Liverpool for a number of years. I was in Liverpool. I told you I haven't met him yet. I spent time, of course, he's risen high, you see, he founded the army, you see. He was a man who, he was really a God's gentleman, wasn't he? I think one day I shall meet him.
You
still wearing your
uniform?
Your uniform?
Shall I tell
me your uniform? But I met one of the booths. Of course, you know, there's a lot of them.
Yes. You've had a problem
with your
uniform.
Are
you still wearing your uniform?
Oh, yes. You're doing
a
nice
outfit
at the bottom. Yes, nice outfit. I know there was one boy who used to annoy me something awful. Whenever he saw me coming, because I was getting on with things, he'd say, "Here comes Charlie Rouse." I suppose it's the bonnet, you see, you know. Because when I was much younger, I did go occasionally to theatres and things. I remember that show, what play, whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
All the little devils, you know, some of them were. Still, from what I can see of what's going on in your world, they're done like worse than ever was in my day. Of course, you know, I think probably people have too much of their own way, you know. Too much in their pockets. What's your religion then? What's your religion? Oh, you must get a religion. You must have a religion. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible not to have a religion, even if it's Catholic. It's better than nothing. Oh, but you must have a religion.
Religion's
too old to be back. Oh, didn't hold me back.
Really?
And we did a lot of good work, too.
What's all the religion in your world?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose there are different religions, but I don't see any of them. I'm quite happy with the army.
How many church girls are you in your world? Are you church girls in your
house? I don't mean no church girls.
No, I don't
know.
Do you have Sunday there?
Every day is the Lord's Day with us. Not just one day of the year, a week. No, every day. Every day is prayer day. Every day is a happy day. Every day is God's day. Ah, it's wonderful. You don't know what you're missing, but you know you should join the army. The best thing, you'll be happy then, much happier than you are now. You know you're a sinner. You know that, don't you? Hey? You know that, don't you? Yes. Oh, but you are. You're all sinners. I was a sinner. Shocking sinner I was in my early years. Until I was saved. No. Oh, I'm all right now. I wish you two were. But that gentleman here that came with me, you know, he doesn't agree with me. He's rather like you lots. Yes. He persuaded me to come today. He says you might be able to help those people. I don't know. Don't seem to be able to do much for you. You seem obstinate. I think you are, sir. I think you're a very obstinate man.
Then we might be able to help you.
You might what?
Be able to help you.
I'm saved, and that's more than you are.
You're saved?
You're not saved.
What are you having?
But I'm here, and I should know. And you are not here yet, so you have no position to argue. Well, I won't say, I don't wish to be rude to you, because you've both been very nice people. But I think you're very misguided, and I think if you were to come to the Saviour, you'd be much happier and much better people. No, not yet, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, but have you noticed it?
Well, he must be here. But I haven't reached that.
I must be here.
If you haven't seen him nearly, have you noticed there?
But he must be. Now you're trying to change my...
No, I'm not.
You're naughty. You're very naughty. That's metaphorical. Metaphorical. That's what they say, don't they? Metaphorical? Well, you don't take that literal. No, I don't. I will say I'm a bit more sensible than that. I think you've got it all mixed up. I've never heard them say in the army that Jesus is going to meet us. We might be Jesus when we're good enough. I don't know, and I wouldn't presume to know. And it's not for you to say that. You know, you're a bit cantankerous, aren't you?
No.
Look, if you're going to make fun of me, I shall go away.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm trying to find out.
And
I want you to
tell me. Well, you're going a very strange way about it, if I
may say so. Okay, I'm not. I'm just trying to ask this, but I'm a speaker.
You're a sinner. You're a sinner. And you should admit your sins.
What?
You should admit your sins.
What
sins?
What sins have we committed, Dan?
Well, that's not for me to tell you what your sins are.
Oh, you don't know what sins we've committed.
Well, you must.
But
how can you sit there, a man of your age, and say you haven't got any sins?
I don't say that.
Well, you're implying it.
I know. I don't say that. But I want to know a little bit that...
This friend is you. This friend is you can tell us. Not very advanced, but she's a good soul.
What was that he just said?
He said you're a good soul.
Oh, did he? Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
I would agree with that. And,
I wouldn't have come if they hadn't persuaded me, you know.
I know.
But they said I could do some good work by coming.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
you should pay
off
for a lot of people.
Pay
off
for a lot of people.
I don't understand you. You're beyond me.
No, you have your heart, man.
Oh, it's that small, suits me.
Mm-hmm.
Little tiny place.
Mm-hmm.
One up, one down.
Mm-hmm. Nice little garden.
Yes, but I haven't got much time for gardens.
Oh,
I'll
out all day.
I'm not out all day. We don't have day and night like you do.
Have you got
it's
a
permanent day.
You carry the Bible then?
Do I what?
Have a Bible?
I don't, I know the house.
I don't have
to carry any Bibles about with me. Oh no. You see, you don't know me. I know the Bible from beginning to end by heart. It's merely my concentration. And I go by the Bible. Of course, I'm more interested in the New Testament. That's true. Because mind you, I will be honest and admit this, that I don't necessarily think that everything in the Old Testament can be taken too literally. But the New Testament, and I've learned a lot more about the New Testament too. That'll surprise you. Oh, goodness me, I know. A lot of other chapters that was missing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I know them too. One day perhaps I'll tell you, if you're interested, but I don't really think you are religious people.
Well, no, I'm not a religious man by no means.
And I don't think you really want to be saved.
Oh, well, I don't quite know what you mean by being saved, really. Can you tell me what you mean by being saved?
Being saved? Getting rid of all your sins. And being made new. My mother still argues with me, you know. Oh, she comes to see me from time to time. She says, you know, she says to me. She says, you know, Mel. She says, you're living in Paul's paradise. Oh, I was so upset. Oh, we had quite a turn over that, I think. Anyway, she still comes. She doesn't live in the same place as me.
Mm.
She's somewhere else quite different. I don't particularly want to go there. Don't think I'm still happy with those people. I mean, she's my mother and all that, and I'm fond of her. It's funny, you know, here you're with people that you like. People that think the same. And we're all the same, you know. We all have the same outlook. It's nice. Because we're all comfortable and cosy together. There's no sort of difference of opinion. It's lovely, you know. It really is like heaven. Of course, I know it ain't yet. But that's to come later. But I wouldn't like to live in a place where people was arguing, especially about religion.
No.
Oh, no. Of course, they're different in some respects, I think. I say. Of course, they're different, dear. But we're all saved together. And one day we shall all be caught up together and be with Jesus. Oh, it's lovely. You know, you should be saved, sir. You've been such a different man. You'd be new, fresh. You wouldn't be like you are now, such a mess. You'd be much better, you know.
Really, are you all salvation on this, sir?
Yes, we're all of the others. Oh, yes, and there are others that aren't salvationists, but they think much the same as us, you know. Oh, you should come to some of our lovely meetings. We all have such lovely, happy times. And we sing and you know, really, sometimes I think to myself, well, we're singing so loud, we're making such a noise. And then we think, well, what does it matter? No one's going to complain. Everybody's the same thought and idea. Nice, you know, isn't it? When you're all together in the same environment, aren't there? Oh, I don't know. As much as I can just talk to you, girl, without seeing
the
end.
The other one of
them? Thought you didn't know nothing about it.
What did I listen to you?
Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. That's a good one.
Oh,
all right, but that's what you're going to do. I'll do it. That's all right, sir. That's all right. You want to just can't go away.
No, I don't.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
We like this
stuff. And all this stuff is going to know what? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. They're not saved, you know. They're not saved.
Yeah.